Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hull Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. We have the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, on with us on our First Advantage Hotline. And the very first question, Mark, was his foot in? Was Montana Lamonius Craig's foot in? The heel looked like it was there.
It was in. I don't think there's any question about that. I think, and believe me, I'm saying it's a touchdown. So don't get me wrong here. But the opposing view out there could say, did he actually have control of the football before the foot came up? So,
man,
you know, there are times after you've been doing games so long for the Buffaloes as I have, you start seeing with your heart, not with your eyes. And I thought it was a touchdown.
Well, so there's so many different, like every other time I watch it, I see the opposite. It's what's crazy. I see, Oh, well, his heel was still kind of touching a blade of grass when he had control. Oh, no, he didn't quite have control once the foot was up. I go back and forth, but it is what it is. It's a win.
Well, Brady, I'll say this. What really surprised me is the fact that they overturned it.
I was shocked by that, too.
Yeah. So when it happened in real time, as I'm calling it, it looked like it was so fast that, well, it wasn't even close. And so all of a sudden they decided they're going to review it. And I looked at Garrett on the air and I said, reviewing what? I mean, it seems so obvious to me. And then our guys at Buff Vision put it up on the big screen there in the stadium. And I said, Garrett, holy cow, he might have actually got the foot down. And which did not appear to be that. You know, we're looking at it from about 60 yards away, you know, down the near sideline, so we wouldn't have a great view of it. But I was shocked that they even reviewed it. So once I saw it, I thought this might actually go in our favor, and it certainly did, and I'm going to the Buff's favor. So, listen, with all the hard luck and all of the awful football we've had a chance to watch, I'm taking it, and I will apologize to nobody for it.
No, and you absolutely shouldn't, and neither should Mike Sanford get in the dub here. Right. We talked about what it would look like for him to be in realistic consideration to take over as the real head coach next season. Well, winning your first game as the Buffs' interim head coach doesn't hurt.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, he's still got work to do, obviously, got six games remaining. But, listen, what he's done with this thing so far in 2.5 weeks – has been fantastic in terms of energy, in terms of what they're doing, how he's approaching it, how this team is accepting what he's doing. You know, he's created all sorts of internal, you know, competitions at practice, and they've got, you know, a lot of fun stuff they've been doing after the game the other night. It was family weekend. They had a family picnic at the indoor practice facility, rather. And so, you know, he's really doing a nice job, you know, moving this thing on through what's been a very tough season, and they had a great start. So I give him a great amount of credit. And I've said before, I hope he makes it very difficult on Rick George when Rick's got to make a decision on this deal, because that means he's won a good chunk of football games, and he's going to make a heck of an argument for himself as maybe being the Buffs' next head coach.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be something, too? You find a way to turn this thing into a positive, and that was such a big win. And again, even the weekend before that, we talked about the team up north of you, Mark. That was something where people got really excited, even though our expectations have gone out the roof, or out the door, so to speak, of both programs. It's amazing when your expectations change and you finally do get a win, no matter how you get a win. It feels great, and the students were storming the field, and they so should have. I absolutely love that they did that.
There's no doubt. And, you know, when that was happening on the air, you know, and I said, to kind of put it in context, I said, listen, those around the country will look at this and criticize the fact that the students are storming the field. I said, look at the context. Look at what's going on. They didn't beat Alabama. They didn't beat USC. They didn't beat Clemson. But they won a game after starting 0-5 and is lopsided. So I said, am I always a big fan of storming the field? No. Under these circumstances, do it. Enjoy yourself. This program deserves it right now. And so I was perfectly fine with that. And you know the way it works. You've heard me say it before. You win a ball game, and all of a sudden, you know, The food tastes better. The air is sweeter. The girls are pretty. Man, everything looks better when you win a ball game. And that was true in Fort Collins the week before, and it certainly was true in Boulder last Saturday.
Well, I think you're exactly right. You have to look at the crowd storming, the field storming, at everything, you know, within context, every story, every situation. Now, if the Buffs had already won a game or two or whatever,
then
I'd be like, why are you storming beating Cal here? But, you know, the Buffs, they couldn't cover a spread. I mean, these spreads were crazy, like 23 points in some of them, in some cases. So yeah, I would if I had the ability to, I would have stormed the field as well, Mark. But that's dangerous down there for me, man.
You would have pulled something,
yes,
and, you know, fallen down and hurt yourself. And,
yes,
you know, then you have to miss work, and it wouldn't have been worth it for you and I. But for those kids out there, let them do. You know, how about that celebration, by the way, when Tennessee won, the goalposts ended up in the river, I think, when it was all said and done. But yeah, it's always fun when that happens, when you wouldn't do it for a big ball game. This wasn't a big ball game. It was big circumstances, so that would be the difference for what happened on Saturday.
Well, I'll save these questions for the next few weeks because, you know, just thinking about Mike Sanford, and if there is a meter right now for, you know, going over to the right means he's going to be the next head coach for the Buffs, or on the left side of it's like there's no way. Where would you put that little arrow right now, Mark? And again, I'll ask those kind of deeper questions about Sanford as the season progresses, but where is that arrow?
Well, I think, you know how on ESPN, those game casts have got the win percentage,
you know,
possibility?
Yes.
Yeah, I think right now it's still 5 or 10% for Mike Sanford.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think there's a great – one game does not prove anything. We've seen, the week before interim coaches went 4-0, I think heading into last week and they were 6-3, it doesn't prove anything when you win one game. A lot of times there's a bounce back. Let's see what happens now moving forward. You know, listen, I think we're learning a lesson, aren't we, about maybe jumping the gun on things by giving Russell Wilson $250 million before we actually see what he is, right? So don't jump the gun, but enjoy this. Appreciate what's happening with the Buffs. Winning a game. Now let's see what Mike can do moving forward. So I think at this point, if you're putting any percentage on, it's going to be a very low percentage. Now, if we're sitting here next week and we're talking about a 2-0 team and they beat a very good quality Oregon State team on Saturday, you go, okay, well, you know, maybe it's a 30% chance now. Maybe, you know, so every time he does something, this thing continues to roll along, and he appears to be turning it. I think that percentage is going to go up.
I just have this weird feeling, Mark, that there might be an upset coming against Oregon State. I don't know why, and I haven't made my picks yet till Friday. Am I crazy? Right. Am I nuts here?
Well, listen, it's going to be a challenging game, no doubt about that. I think what Oregon State is... and by the way, yes, you are crazy. So let's just get that out of the way.
Okay,
then we'll talk about your
pack. Let's get the obvious out of the way.
Yeah, let's get that. That's easy, the answer. Oregon State's a very physical football team. They run it very effectively, right? And they kind of beat you up. We've seen that, what they did against the USC a few weeks ago. And, of course, they did that very solidly against Washington State last weekend. So can Colorado go in there and win? Certainly they can. I mean, they're not an insurmountable football team. But they're going to have to continue to show the improvement we saw last week. I like what... You know, Chapman was doing the defensive coordinator on defense side of the ball. A lot of movement out there defensively, trying to create pressure. I think offensively, although they weren't great last week, you're starting to see an identity finally come out of it a little bit. So there's a lot to like about what I'm seeing. So is it crazy? No, I don't think it's crazy. You know, right now, is it unlikely? I mean, you know, the spread's like, what, 23.5 or 24 points or whatever it is. So it's still, Vegas doesn't believe in Colorado. So let's see what Colorado's able to, you know, drum up and see if they can take another step this week.
Mark, do you ever remember, you know, with all of the football, as bad as it is, talking Broncos up in Fort Collins, even Air Force, who I think had a lot of high expectations, well, they've kind of been in an interesting spot. They lost to Utah State.
Yeah.
They lost or they barely beat Navy. But they've got these sanctions against them, too. So that kind of maybe sours the image a little bit this season. Do you remember a season as bad as this collectively when we're talking about so much Colorado football?
No. I was just on a show in my home state in North Dakota, back in Fargo, North Dakota, here about an hour ago. Old buddy of mine that I played high school and college basketball against, and he kind of brought that up, and I said, well, didn't you know Colorado's no longer a football state? It's Hockey Town, USA now. Right?
Feels like it.
Yeah, no doubt. But no, you're right. And it's sad. And the fans of Colorado, and I mean that Colorado in terms of the state, not University of Colorado, but include them, deserve much better than this. I mean, this has been such a great football state for a long time. You've got proud programs. you know, down at the Springs and Boulder and Fort Collins, and of course the Broncos, that have seen championship football and been at the highest levels of the sport. So, no, we deserve better than this, I think, in the state right now. You know, and listen, Air Force is having a nice season at 5-2, but you know, it's really kind of sad where it is, especially in Boulder and Fort Collins right now. And both sets of fans certainly deserve a lot more than that.
Mark, even CSU fans deserve more than that, you would say?
All except for one Saturday every few years they play, yes.
Mark, my friend.
Because it's good for everybody. We're all playing well. It's good for everybody, you know?
I just had to ask. I had to see. And see, Rams fans listening, Mark's a good guy. They can trust you. Mark,
see,
my friend.
Back in the day, think about it back in the day. Like right about the time I was getting when you had Sonny and Gary were coaching. And I mean, they're going back. Those were great games.
Oh, yes.
And it was a great time to be a college football fan in the Centennial State. And I'd love to see that again here in the not-too-distant future.
That's the realistic thing. I mean, it's way more memorable when we can go back and name characters and great
right.
legends of the game or back and forth. And we hated that guy because he was so good. And we want those kind of things again. And maybe someday we'll get there, Mark. I don't know when that's going to come, but a guy can dream.
I hope so.
All right, man. Mark, appreciate you as always. Love your calls. Absolutely love your stuff. When there are big moments and you get to call those big moments, I love hearing it, my friend.
I appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. 49 minutes after the hour. I wrote something down in my notes that we need to talk about. Pen went out, so it's just an indent into the paper. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break, and I will try to decipher what it is I wrote down on this yellow piece of paper. We'll be right back.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.